نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, our topic for tonight is Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Mahmood, mashallah, spoke about the Noor. So let's make that our starting point as an introduction for tonight's discourse and advices. If someone has to ask us, who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, what will we say? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the Nur, the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. You look at the sun, you look at the moon, you look at the stars. Everything is showing us that Almighty Allah, the only exclusive creator of the entire universe. If somebody asks us, who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will we say? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. That Almighty Allah says, the Master alayhi salatu salam is Noor. Not Noor that me and you understand. Such a Noor, سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. The Noor of Muhammadi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Noor is spreading throughout the whole world. And that is how people are embracing Islam in different cities, countries and continents. What is the Quran Sharif? It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, everyone is Noor and Noor. People read a translation and they get inspired. If they only understood the glory, the beauty, the style and diction of the Arabic language, then how greater the message would have been. When we look at ourselves, O Muslim, O Muslimah, my brother, my sister, my esteemed listener, who are we? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened our hearts, our bosom. Every rakat Mawlana read now beautifully Isha time. We read in our individual salat, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What is this hidayat, this noor we are begging Almighty Allah? Noorun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. We want that noor to increase all the time so that we on dim lights, it becomes bright lights, it becomes fog lights, it becomes intelligent lights, it becomes the greatest, so that we can recognize the majesty of Almighty Allah. We can recognize the glory of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then brothers, now all you see in this world, whether in Gaza Mubarakah, whether you see in Sudan, whether in Kashmir in India, whether in Sudan or in Burma or other parts of the world, Allah spoke of this. Chapter 61 and verse number 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention, the enemy's intention, their motive is to extinguish the radiance, the effulgence, the nur of Almighty Allah. They want to wipe out, erase, extinguish Islam. بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, with their mouths, with their media and mass media. And that is how they manipulate the news. So what do we say? Allah gives us inspiration, motivation. For every Muslim, nay, every person of conscience and justice. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let the nur of Islam, the nur of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spread throughout the entire world, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So that is introduction. Now let us start. Learn this term, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are Sunnis, remember that. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin. We follow the Master alayhi salatu salam. We follow the sunnah of the khulafai rashidin. And that is clearly mentioned in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations in hadith, sahih, authentic hadith. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al mahdiin. 55 days. This, my brothers, I want to show you one term and remember it lifelong. We call it Irhas. One Irhas, I-R-H-A-S. And plural, you call Irhasat, I-R-H-A-S-A-T. Which means extraordinary events that took place before the Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Approximately 55 days prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam, a person came from Yemen and he was burning with rage, jealousy, envy. Why are people coming to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah? Allah forbid, Allah forbid, I will destroy this Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah. He came with white elephants, big elephants. And all of you know the surah as well, Suratul Fil. And what happens? Do you know how near he came? What is the haram? The haram is M33M. Makkah haram, Mina haram, Muzdalifah haram. So when you go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, you go for Ziyarah. So between Muzdalifah and Mina, first is Muzdalifah, if you're coming from Arafat side, then comes Mina, then comes Makkah. So came past Muzdalifah, and before entering Mina, there's a no man's land there. Even today, if you look at the boards, you will see there's a small gap there. So that area is called Wadi Muhassab. There, this incident took place 55 days approximately before the Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brought his elephants and Allah chose the small little birds. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّنْ سِجِّيلٍ. Abraha, his elephants, all of them humiliated, disgraced and so forth. So remember, Allah will always protect the Kaaba Musharrafah, always protect the Deen of Islam, always protect the Zati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Zati Grami, the Muqaddas message and the messenger of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So this took place already 55 days approximately before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak. Hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah alayhi salam's dua. He, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his beloved son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, rebuilt constructed the Kaaba Musharrafah, the Baytullah. He made various du'as, Surah 2, verse 127, 128. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. Oh Allah, accept this humble, broken effort of ours. Then which du'a he made? Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam min anfusihim. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala, send the last and the final messenger and prophet From this area, Makkah Mukarrama, from these very people, Allah Jalla Wala accepted Khalilullah's dua. Hence Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Anna da'watu Ibrahim. Wa Bushra Isa, chapter 61, verse number 6. What did Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, say? I use the English biblical term. We have many non-Muslim listeners, so they can understand. Jesus, peace be upon him, was a Palestinian. He was born in Baitul Lahmin in Bethlehem. Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, is Palestinian. She gave birth to her beloved son miraculously, and all this happened, and we believe in it. So what did he tell the people? He was the last messenger of the Israelite prophets. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. The final messenger will come, and his name Nami Isme Grami, his honorable name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My honorable brothers, sisters, children and students, do we even know the difference between Muhammad and Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muhammad means sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I Allah jalla wa ala will continue praising you, ya Rasulullah, always I will praise you. Ya inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah jalla wa ala states, he and the angels will continuously send the salawat, the blessings, the mercy, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will praise Allah the most in the entire universe. From Allah's side, Allah will praise him the most. And from creation side, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise Allah the most. Just look at how beautiful the names are. Then brothers, irhasat, my beloved mother gave birth to me. Your beloved mother gave birth to you. But it does not happen to us. We are ordinary mortals and people. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informs the Ummah, Wara'at ummi, from Makkah Mukarrama, Wara'at ummi, annahu kharaja minha nur. My mother, during my honorable mother, during the gestation pregnancy, would see nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her. She is in Makkah Mukarrama, but she could see the nur of Muhammadi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nur illuminating the buildings in Biladu Sham, in Palestine, Syria, Jordan, and all those areas. We believe in this. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So this is irhasat. What happens? Oh Ummah, how sad it is. Today we go to Makkah Mukarrama, we don't even pronounce, you must remember, the cemetery's name properly. You see, you must remember, see here brothers, this is Makkah. Makkah Mukarrama is at the slope like this, okay? So where the graveyard is, the cemetery is called Mualla. Now what we say, mala, 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 mala means mal. You know, we all the time want mal, mal, mal. Or if you say Afrikaans, mal, 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 it means you crazy a little bit. You know, so I say mal in Afrikaans, you say. It's mu'alla, it's a slope like this. So here in this area, Hajun area, mu'alla area, tonight is Sunday night, we will say, Islamically, Laylatul Isnain, the night of Monday. Lo and behold, more than 1400 years ago, also was a Sunday night, also was Monday morning, and this incident takes place. Imagine, history repeating itself. And where your hotels are, your Hilton and Zamzam and all that, Makkah is at a slope, so that area is called Misfala, the lower region of Makkah. Now pay attention what happens. The extraordinary events that take place, my brothers, sisters, children, remember that the jinn came. These are not fairy tales. Wafa'ul Wafa has mentioned this. Remember the kitab's name, you ulama should refer to it. The jinnat already announcing, O people of Makkah, the greatest event of humanity is going to take place. So what must you do? Fa'akrim bi mauludin wa akrim bi walidi. You must honor the baby, the child, the Mubarak master, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all mighty Allah's creation, and you must show respect to the father, mother, parents of the Master alayhi salam. This is prior to the birth Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam. The jinnata announcing where? In Babul Hajun, in Mu'alla area. And the, all the jinnats are listening to it. Imagine this. What has happened? Our mother, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, Sayyida Amina, what she says? If you want, go open Durratul Farda, you will find this. Qasida Burda's commentary, our Ustad, Shaykh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafidhullah writes. She says, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, honorable mother, says, the stars were coming so near, so near, I thought they will fall in my lap. Prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the nur is emanating from me. On the other side, what is happening? That night, you must remember, that night, Monday, however you want to call it, this ijma and consensus. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place on a Monday. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi on a Monday. Muslim, Imam Muslim has mentioned it. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place on a Monday. On all that there is consensus, there's no argument about that. So let's go further. On the other side, what is going on? You have the Persian Empire, you have the Roman Empire, and so forth. So that night, prior to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak, so 14 columns, 14 pillars, remember, started shaking, shaking, shaking. And when they asked, there are people who would do interpreting of dreams, they would say that now our power is waning and we're going to lose the empire. Why? The greatest nur is coming, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh people, understand the Furat. The Euphrates River is flowing in one way, and that night it started flowing in the opposite direction. This is to show that the greatest event of human history is going to take place, and that is Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go further on and see what happens. Now it is around 4:35, 4:40, Subah Sadiq time. You know it's 20th April, the year 571. There's no real Islamic calendar still at that time. So you go with your Islamic, with your Gregorian calendar, Monday, 20th April, and the year 571. The place is Makkah Mukarramah, the best place for the best of Allah's creation. In the place of Shi'b Bani Hashim, the gorge of Banu Hashim, then Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to take place. What time? Between 4:35 and 4:40. Why? That is the time Subah Sadiq is starting, Fajr time is starting at that time. So to show the zulumat and the darknesses, all will be removed, and the message of the nur of the Master alayhi salam will prevail throughout the world. Allah speaks of it in the Quran, chapter 14, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your message is to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place in Makkah Mukarramah. And what happens? Abu Lahab, who Quran speaks about, chapter 111, he's condemned to Jahannam, Quran says. But listen to what happens that time. His female slave, Tuwayba, she came running to Abu Lahab and she said, that baby born, the child is born, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she didn't know, obviously, but they're announcing the birth has taken place of the Master alayhi salatu salam. He, Abu Lahab, with his index finger and his thumb pointed towards her and said, go, you brought such Mubarak, Bushra and Bisharat, Anti Hurra, go, you are free. He liberated her, and is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So remember that he is destined to Jahannam. When they saw him, He says that what happens because one good deed I did on the occasion of the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, water trickles here between my index finger and my thumb because I did one good action for the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, Milad Mubarak. See, brothers, understand these things properly. So what happens is this. Now the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the midwife? Her name was Shifa, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu's mother. So the mother is Amina, Sayyida Amina, bringing aman and peace. The father is Abdullah, to show that if you are to become true slaves of Almighty Allah, we will have to follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The midwife is who? Shifa. If you want true Shifa, internally, externally, we will have to understand the Milad Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire history of the Master alayhi salatu wasallam. Then who were the ladies who are going to breastfeed the Master alayhi salatu wasallam? You see, like today also, you know how it is. If a person comes, you must remember what now, ordinary car, Toyota, Nissan, all. What you say? Yeah, we'll make istikhara. You know, you come for your daughter's hand. They come with the Merc or BMW, be my wife, bring money worth, you know. So then everybody say, Lungile is fine, you know. See, just see what the car he came with, you know. The one day one guy came to pick me up. He said, I want to take you somewhere. He came with a BMW, so he told me, sit at the back. So afterwards I understood why he told me, sit at the back. So I asked him, how much is this vehicle? He said, over two bars. One vehicle, over 2 million. I told him, bye, you left your cell phone here. He said, it's not a cell phone. This is how the car is designed. You will think it's a cell phone, it's not there. Every handle looks like a cell phone. Now we simple Simon, I thought he forgot his cell phone there, you know. So see like that. So how the world functions, you see. So anyway, let's carry on. So everybody came, they said, is your team? Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam father passed away before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See irhasat. Irhasat continues before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and before receiving the verses Iqra Bismi also. All that we still call irhasat. So remember, Allah chose Sayyida Halima radiallahu anha, a Sa'diyah. And the people said, no, we won't go there. She said, I will go. She picked up the Master alayhi salam. Sayyida Amina was very happy. And then when they were coming to Makkah, her camel was one of the last camels to enter. When she put the Master alayhi salatu salam on her lap and now they were returning, she's overtaking everybody. So they asked her, oh Halima Sa'diyah, did you change the markab? Did you change the means of conveyance? She said, the markab is the same. The raqib is new. The personality who has come is new. Who? The Master alayhi salam. You understood, brothers? That is Madhvi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When people make derogatory remarks, understand, you all know the surah, but unless we don't know the meaning, and today we witnessing this with our own eyes. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's marriage to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Qasim is born radiallahu anha. He passes away in his infancy. Abdullah passes away in his infancy. He's known as Tayyib and Tahir. Thus Abu Jahl and company, they said, you will be abtar. If you know the meaning of abtar, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nobody will know your name because you don't have male issue. You don't have sons in your progeny, in your children. See Allah defending the namus, the honor of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Allah say? Inna a'atayna kal kawthar. Sometimes we translate this verse also but incorrectly. We translated, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we gave you Hawza Kawthar. I just pointed to the water just for our puny little brains. That's not the correct translation, my brothers. Kawthar is the plural of Kathir. Kathir is abundant. We gave you the greatest Iman. We gave you the greatest Islam. We gave you the greatest Jamal. We gave you the greatest Kamal. We gave you the greatest Jalal. We gave you the greatest of everything, Ya Rasul. That is inna atainakal kawthar. And if you want to understand that, then go to the shair of the Master alayhi salam, to the poet of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, Hassan bin Thabit. His jihad was, he built a mimbar for him, a pulpit, said, Hassan, wage war against his enemies. Jihad bin lisan, make jihad with your tongue. I just read for you two couplets of his. How he praised the Master alayhi salam. He said, Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ya Rasulullah, ya Nabiyullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not my speech that will elevate your rank and status, that Allah already did, wa rafa'ana laka zikra. Iza dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name, Allah's name is taken, then your name, your nami, nami, ismi, grami is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasul. What did he say? Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. My speech gets elevated when I take your nami, nami, ismi, grami. When I take your name, my speech becomes important. See. Then when they asked him, O Hassan, describe the beauty of the Master, what did he say? Wa ahsana min galam taraqattu ayni. No eye seen a more handsome personality than him, ya Rasulullah. Wa ajmala min galam talidin nisa'u. No woman has given birth to anyone more handsome than the Master Mustafa Habibullah sallam. Wa ahsana min galam taraqattu ayni. Wa ajmala min galam talidin nisa'u. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi. Ya Rasulullah, your milad mubarak took place and you were free from every defect and every shortcoming. You were perfect. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though as you created yourself, ya Rasul. Imagine how he praised the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is addressing the Quraysh. You're making all the derogatory statements. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنَحَرْ. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read your salat and then you go and sacrifice the camel, nahar for the camel, dhabah for the cow and goat and sheep. Then the message to Abu Jahl and today's Abu Jahl also, today's Faraina and Fir'aun also, inna shani'aka huwal abtar, inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. That will be the tafsir in Arabic. Anybody hates you, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, hates you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or hates your message and mission, huwa al-abtar. They use the word abtar for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah used it for Abu Jahl and them. Who knows Abu Jahl today? Nobody bothers about them. How many tenpot dictators came? They wanted to wipe out Islam. Those who commit genocide are committing suicide. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the people of Yemen. You heard what Yemen people did today? They sent a ballistic missile, remember, 13 minutes, straight from Yemen into Tel Aviv, 11 jutlas injured. The barakah of the dua of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these Najdis, remember, you know Najdis. So Saudi Arabia already is Najd. I don't say every one of them. So remember that Friday they gave khutbah in Makkah and Medina. And they said that all this is not permissible. So I asked them one question. 23rd of September, you're going to have Yomul Watani. You're going to have your national day. And you're going to celebrate it. You're going to do all this. And you give flags to everybody. I saw it myself. They give make million flags and give men, women, children. After that, they take the flags and they throw it away. They insult the name of Mustafa sallallahu. And you come tell me that is jais of your people. You build sanama in Makkah, Medina. How are you breaking the heart of the Master alayhi salam? So think properly which side of the fence we are, my brothers. So I'm speaking to you, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Remember, anybody opposes him, the Master alayhi salatu salam, or the message and mission of the Master alayhi salam, Allah forbid, Allah will crush them to pieces. Then you see Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam breastfed by Sayyida Halima Saadiya, breastfed by the mother Sayyida Amina, breastfed by the same Suwayba, and their rank and status got elevated. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak was one of the greatest events that ever took place in human history. So, but there are certain things we must understand. The mission and the message is the global message. So what is the global message? The Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the students are around the Master alayhi salam. Who are the students? The Sahaba, male and female. You spoke about Noor. We go see Allama Alusi rahimahullah. When he writes his tafsir, Ruhul Ma'ani, and there is mentioned, they ask Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, you go now, go up past 9, up past 9, 10 o'clock to your wife, and say, oh poppy, oh darling, oh sweetheart, describe me what you say. What do you think? This afternoon I had Q&A, so I, one story I related. They asked the question, so I said that, you know, husband, wife, they have sometimes light talk, you know, talk business, like other kind of business. So the husband asked the wife, oh wife, darling, you see me in a dream anytime. So the wife said, I never saw you. So the husband was a little bit disappointed. He said, how come you never saw me? He said, no, I heard AK saying, if you read Ayatul Kursi at night, you will never see Shaitan. You see, so this type of thing. So the husband now was furious, you see, and this type of thing. That is the truth. If you read Ayatul Kursi, inshallah, you won't see no Shaitan. So the people ask Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiallahu, you describe the Master alayhi salam. Kanat adibatan, faqihatan, muhadithatan, wa mufassiratan. She was a linguist par excellence. She was one of the greatest companions in the field of hadith and fiqh and jurisprudence. Through Mother Aisha, we have 2,210 ahadith reported, mothers and sisters. Understand this. So she's describing, you want reference, ulama students open, Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi. And what she says, Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. On the horizon you will see the sun, S-U-N. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us there is a sun, and on the horizon there is a sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. Our sun is much superior, greater than the sun you see on the horizon. Why is it better? فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That sun on the horizon will rise when the Fajr time expires. وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. And even after Isha Salat, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Chihrai Anwar, he jasad-e athhar, everything is sending out the message of Noor and radiance and effulgence. Understand, brothers, who we are talking about. We're talking about وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was, he is, he will always be exclusive rahmatul lil'alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mercy to entire universe and creation. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He was, he is, always be the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. Tomorrow, next week, next month, in my family, so many people are going this week, next week, and so forth. It's holidays. You're going to stand in Medina Munawwara by the green jali, by the green fence. Did you ever study the green fence? Did you ever study what is inside there? Oh, Muslim, at least this much you should know. It is the year 888 after Hijrah. Sultan Qatibai, he was one of the rulers. A portion of Masjid Nabawi burnt and all that, some fault, whatever. So he refurbished it till 888. Hijrah, after Hijrah, there was no green fence. So more than 550 years ago, that green fence is standing there. So when you stand outside, so what do you see? So you remember, if you look inside, you will see like a green curtain. So what is a green curtain? If you go outside Makkah Mukarramah, so remember there's a place called Masna'ul Kiswa, the Kiswa Hila factory. So there, we went in the 70s and there they used to do everything by hand. Now it's all done by machine and so. So the Hila, the Kiswa of the Kaaba Musharrafa, they changed it every year. The green cloth there, Mubarak cloth, remember that also is manufactured in the same place. They change it every 3 years, 4 years like that. So inside, you know, those people go inside. And they change it also. So when you go inside, what do you see? First, you will see Khumasi. Khumasi means a pentagon. Leave the pentagons, this is the pentagon. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, remember, he was the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen in the year 99 to 101. So he said to protect, remember the master alayhi salatu salam. So he built the Khumasi, he built the pentagon, five, you know, corners like and so forth. So it must not imitate the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. But before that, there's another wall, and that wall is made of Jidari Marsus. So there's a person, Nuruddin Zanki. If you know about this member of Aqsa al-Mubarak, when Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah conquered it after 88 years of the Crusaders and the Christians, then that member there was donated to Aqsa by Nuruddin Zanki. So when you look at outside, first you will find that whole wall around there. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the dream of Nuruddin Zanki in Damascus and showed him two people and said that these two people, you must deal with them. He was afraid, what's happening? And then they made Mashura, same time basically they started moving from there. After a few days he came, he gave invitation to everybody and said that I'm giving all the men a da'wah, but the two people were not there. So he said, everybody is here? He said, yes. He said, no. He said, no, two people don't accept anybody's invitation. There they are sitting in the corner. He said, call them here. When he called them, it was the two people he saw in the dream. So 100% it was these two. He called them nearer, what do you do? He said, no, we make ibadat. Then once a day we go to the graveyard cemetery, let's go to your house. Moving this, then they found the tunnel that was going. They wanted Allah forbid, to exhume the jasad al-athar, the Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salam. They confessed to it, they executed them, is to cry to Allah, go read about Nuruddin Zanki and Imaduddin Zanki and Salahuddin Ayyubi. These are the people who brought freedom to Palestine in those days. So Nuruddin Zanki used to cry, Ya Allah, you use me for this. Then he built a wall there right around. If you went in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you could even see the Masna, some remnants and relics of the place where they were building and making that wall and so forth. But you know, nowadays everything is demolished and so forth. So nevertheless, that is the first one. When you go further inside, then you will find Khumasi, you will find the pentagon. When you go further inside, you will find Daru Aisha, Baytu Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. You go further inside, then you will find the Hujra Mubaraka, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is. So remember, nobody can enter there. That they only can come, the king or whoever, guests come, they can only enter to the wall of Nuruddin Zanki. If you go from Babi Jibreel, then you must remember that is where they have the keys and they open and so forth. And there, those of us, we belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Addimu awladakum, teach your flowers and children. Hubba nabiyikum, teach them the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa hubba ali nabi wa ahli nabi, and teach them the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam family. Wa hubbi tilawatil Quran, and the love for reading the Quran Sharif. And this hadith is mentioned on the authority of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, rawahu Tabarani. So when you enter through there, then you will see a mihrab. And that is where Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and them radiallahu anhum, the beloved Nawasa of the Master alayhi salatu salam, they would read tahajjud and salat and so forth. So we must know all this. Today you worry about your soccer player, cricket player. Kala also gets excited, say, go, Laduma. Then you must remember, say, no, offside goal. Waste of time, messy, mess your life up. Leave all these shaitans. Study every day. You want to know Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then study the history of the Master alayhi wa sallam. Study every aspect of the Master alayhi wa sallam. And see how much have we, you must remember, emulated the best of Allah's creation. Fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you will become the beloved of Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah jalla wa ala will forgive your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. My time is almost up. I have 1 minute left. Quickly, I just want to deliver this message. My brothers, at least take this opportunity, Rabiul Awwal, every month. We have the best. Let us share it with the rest. Why are we so apologetic? Why are we keep on compromising? You know something about Islam. Tell them that there's water. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You in Durban, you are so fortunate. You have the ocean at your doorstep. If you are not going to propagate the truth, then remember the bubble and the foam will remain on top. And then that will send out the wrong signal, the wrong message. The batil and the falsehood will spread. And if me and you take the water beneath the bubble, wa amma ma yanfa'un nas fa yamkuthu fil ard, we take the pure water of Islam, we disseminate it, convey it to all and sundry, then remember, our legacy will remain. People will remember this person. He conveyed Islam to us. Some people embrace Islam, some don't embrace Islam, but at least we did. We will do that, inshallah. The message of the messenger, that is the greatest gift for us that we need to take to the world. We thank all the directors of Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, all the directors of Radio Al Ansar International, Merkaz Sahaba, all of the directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, all our brothers who help us on this journey, brother Muhammad Khan and Bhutti Ghani and everybody else. MashaAllah, our engineers here, brother Dawood Monli, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, my brother Zamir Ibrahim, our brothers in the various studios, there we have Tobela there, and that side we have Yusuf Asmal, so all of them trying, make dua for us, we are weak, make dua for the Ummah. Look at Aqsa, every day they losing their children. Did we cry for Aqsa? Al-Aqsa yunadik. Aqsa is asking you, when are you going to come to visit me? When are you going to come and show solidarity with me? Remember, the Palestinians are giving their best. Just now I sent out things there. They themselves have admitted, they, the Jutlas themselves have admitted, we will not obtain victory against these people. See, brothers. So we must learn to devote and dedicate not only Rabiul Awwal, our whole life to Mustafa, to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. The aim is not we just finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif aur sunnah e nabawiya ke liye khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim must be we want to take the Quran, we want to take the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spread it throughout the whole world right till our last breath, inshallah. Allah, we thank all of you, Mona Huzaifa, the trustees, I don't even know you. Allah Jalla wa Ala, reward all of us, all of you, and mashallah, our small, small children, flowers, that what future they got. You see all the laws coming. People are born Eve. Eve want to become Steve. Steve is born, he want to become Eve. And what? Then the woman also mixed up, you see. All this happening in our South Africa. So my brothers, we have to watch out. We have to be careful. Cry to Allah. So now we will make dua for ourselves, for the ummah at large. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Make dua for our brothers who are kidnapped. Allah bring them back safely to their families. Allah protect us all. Allah protect our masajid and our beautiful country, South Africa. I don't belong to any political party. But what freedom we have here, you won't find in any part of the world, brothers. So use that freedom to convey this message of Islam to all and sundry. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq. So now we make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana, wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina, wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni, wa jalna limuttaqina imama. Allahumma izzil Islam wal muslimin, Allahumma ansur الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم احفظ مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے يا الله خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما دیجئے یا اللہ حبیبنا مصطفی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما دیجئے یا اللہ جنت الفردوس عطا فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ہمارے مرحومین کے بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے یا اللہ پسماندگان خاندان والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما دیجئے یا اللہ و برادرز یا اللہ حافظ زکریہ نسائی این عرفان Tadabai and everybody else who are kidnapped, bring them back safe and sound to their families. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. For Allahu khairun hafidhu wa warhamun. اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب رسولك وحب عمل يقربنا اليك اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Inshallah, tomorrow on the radio, the program will start 4 o'clock and on Ansar and Markaz, inshallah, 20 to 5 azan will go. I will be on A, inshallah, say 4:45, 4:46, around quarter to 5, around that time, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, barakallah khairan.